Oh my gosh. Goals, accountability, leadership, successful, smart, sisterhood, unity, women, and the power of being together. These are all things that we're going to be talking about today on the Erin Strayer Show. If you are watching from any other platform than the Erin Strayer Show, there's a link right above you. Go ahead and click that. Right above there, come on over here to the Erin Strayer Show platform. We can see you. We can see your comments. We can make sure we say hello to you once you do that. My name's Erin Strayer. I am the host today and every Tuesday and Thursday. And recovering corporate women help me and hire me to get beyond the now what stage of business. Most of them are scared and confused and playing small. So we revitalize them, rejuvenate, and reignite their passion. This is the Erin Strayer Show, which is all about uplifting and leveraging amazing female entrepreneurs. She's going to get her 3-second warning right now. These amazing women are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. And I am thrilled to bring on board today Miss Leslie Howard. Hello.
Hello, Erin. You are so wonderful. And what a wonderful introduction. I really like your opening. You are great. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks. And that's like huge coming from somebody that's been out in the broadcast world for like a long, long time.
Yes, I've been around since 2008.
Yeah, like, and she says that just with like a, you know, since 2008. Yeah, so you're a speaker, you're an author, you're a mentor, you're a coach, you have been in the broadcast industry for a long time. Like, you are a veteran, but I'm a newbie. And and I am thrilled to have you on here. We met, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. We crossed paths and like it was like immediate.
Yeah, it was. I was in search of, because I was switching platforms to air the show, Sister Circle Talk Show. And I had been wanting to do Facebook Live. I had actually put my toe in some time ago, but kind of switched back to Blog Talk. And I was like, you know what? I have to, because I love people and I like seeing people and talking to people. So I wanted to connect and really have people on the show. And so I was trying this new platform called Be Live, but I needed help. And let me tell you, let me give a shout out to the Be Live community and to Erin Strayer. You guys are lifesavers. You have helped me so very much. And I cannot wait to return the favor. So yes, December the 10th, 2018 will be 10 years for Sister Circle Talk Show. And I'm so excited. We're going to celebrate. Don't ask me what the celebration is going to be like yet. It's going to be the bomb.
Anytime the sisters come together, the sisterhood, my sisterhood is on here with us right now. Thank you guys for all being here. I'm loving seeing the faces today. So thank you so much. We hit it off like immediately, and talking about the collaboration and the togetherness and the power and the unity of women. And that is like the soul essence of me. It's the soul essence of you and every single thing that you do. And I just want to spend some time like on that, because like these are my notes on this woman. I know. I don't want to leave them up there too long. You read my handwriting. Like, I have like hearts and pictures and all kinds of stuff written all over my notes from when we were talking before, Leslie. And it's like you are so charismatic and you are so lively and spunky and fun. And like, what really stuck out to me was like how massive, like you are a catalyst of change, my friend.
Wow. Thank you. Sometimes when you're hearing these things, it's not always easy to listen and receive praise. I'm telling you that right now. So thank you. Thank you. As a woman, I have to say, as a Christian woman, first of all, I have to give all praise to God. And I know that it's Him in me, because I can do none of this on my own. and without family that supports and friends. And I look forward to really becoming friends with you, Erin, because when women bind together, when women gather together, it is explosive. I can't help but say it. So first to God, and thanks to my family, and thanks for the talents that are in me and people that have affirmed them and confirmed them and helped me along the way. And even down to folks like you, just meeting you a few weeks ago and chatting, you just don't know. So thank you, sister. Thank you.
It's so good. And it's really easy right off the bat to find that common ground, right? Like, and it's immediate when you click, when you know that you're thinking like ways, when you're driven and you're on, right? Like, and the focus is the same. And I loved it. Like, even when you sent me your bio, I'm like, your book's called SAS. I just kicked off a SAS program for the summer.
And no, like, you didn't. You did mention that. You did mention that.
I'm like,
Oh, Sisters with SAS. Let me tell you, I'm going to hold the book up just for a minute.
Yeah. Do it.
Anointed, Smart, and Successful Women of God. This book came about, let me share with you briefly, back in 2008. Real brief. We'll make it fast.
I love the behinds on this. Yeah.
I was writing a romance novel. In my head and in my heart, I was writing my great American romance novel. No kidding. And, I have all these characters and they were popping and talking to each other and doing all kinds of things. And all of a sudden in my mind, in my spirit, in my psyche, I kept hearing Sisters with SAS. And, you know, Sisters with SAS. I'm like, what in the world is Sisters with SAS? And I just began to pray and say, Father, what is this? And all of a sudden it just began to develop. The book began to develop. And I found that the characters from my fiction began to quiet down. They weren't, you know, talking anymore. And that may sound crazy to some people, but when you're a writer, this happens quite often. That's how you get the creative juices. You look at situations and things around you and you say, well, what would this person say? What would that person say? So that's what I mean by people talking. But anyway, and the book began to develop. And God just began to dig into my resources, into sermons that I had written, thoughts that I had, questions that I had. And he began to develop the book. Just to say, the book itself is based on women in the Bible. And I try to choose obscure women, some women that we may not know. And there are quite a few in there that you don't really know as much about as you thought you did. And others that you may know a little bit about. But the book really helps you to begin to really think and ponder. To be honest, it puts flesh and blood on these women. Basically, the women themselves, we have to think about them as having challenges and choices. Difficult times and victories. We all have those different highs and lows in our life, but how do we get through them? You know, what resources do we use? And are we really tapping into God and our gifts and our talents? And that's what the book is about. And then in between each story itself, I talk about myself. So I have the woman of the Bible and you see how God is working in their lives, but then in between, interdispersed in between is my story. So first you have their story, then you have a chapter called Reflections, which is about myself. And then there are pondering questions for you to ask yourself, what would you do in that type of situation? Or if you knew a woman that was making a difficult choice, how can you help her? Suppose someone in your life was thinking about having an abortion. Suppose she had an abortion and she felt guilty about it. How will you help that person get past that? You know, so it has that. And when I think about the book, one day back in 2015, the Emmy Awards came on television. And two touching things happened for me. First, Viola Daniels was three things. She gave a phenomenal speech about womanhood and power and helping one another. Then Tracy Morgan, if you remember the actor Tracy Morgan, he got into a horrendous car accident here in New Jersey, where he was crippled, and they thought he wouldn't live, and actually one of his friends did die. And secondly, then they thought he'd never walk again. Well, that's the day that he walked on stage. The third thing that struck me about that particular show was three powerful women. They showed a commercial, Apple, you know, Apple, we all know Apple, right? iPods, computers. They showed this commercial they had with three powerful women. It was Kerry Washington, that used to do Scandal, Taraji P. Henson, who was in, I forgot the name of the movie, but she's in a lot of movies. And it'll come to me because you know what's in my head. And then thirdly, it was Mary J. Blige. And the commercial showed all these women together and they are visiting each other, they are dancing, and they are in unity. And I looked at that and I said, Hidden Figures, Taraji G. B. Henson, Hidden Figures. Thank you, Lord. And I looked at these women, right? And I said to myself, that's powerful. Here are three Hollywood women. And, you know, women are supposed to be catty, like the housewives, you know, the housewives of New York, the housewives of New Jersey, the housewives of wherever, of outer space. You see these different shows, housewives and basketball, whatever. I don't even watch it. I can't waste my time. But they're always fighting. You know, they're knocking over tables. They're slapping each other. They're putting each other down. I even saw, a review on television when they were talking, I guess it was a talk show like maybe Kelly and Ryan or somebody. And they were talking about what happened on one of the shows. And these women, they were dressed in the most beautiful gowns and they're sitting around talking. Some guy was interviewing them and they started fighting. And I said, what are we teaching our daughters? What are we inhaling from the media? Why? And we see it reflected in our children in school. You see these big fights and brawls in the streets. I've seen on the news at Chuck E. Cheese, women fighting. And I'm saying to myself, wait, stop. Let's press pause. Let's think about women and how much stronger we are together than we are apart.
And love that.
So important that we know the power of unity and how one woman, I was thinking about different women, how they can change the world. You look at, unfortunately, the shooting in Florida from last year, Erin Gonzalez, she was one of the activists that helped to get the movement. I mean, I don't know, and I'm not here to preach about gun rights or anything like that, but she really stood up along with her peers, but they all worked together, male and female, but I'm just using the female as an example. Look at this young woman. She is commanding the stage. Changes are being made because she's speaking up and she's not afraid. And she's not afraid to bring others along.
Yes.
When women fight and catfight, because, you know, let's face it, the depraved mind of humans, and especially men, especially immature men, and I don't care whether they're young or they're gray haired. You know, you get two women fighting, they want to get the video camera out and see some clothes torn off, you know? And so we can't perform for them. We are also, our girls are also sexualized by the media because we have, whether it's rock, whether it's rap, whatever type of videos, our girls are so sexualized. You got the guys with the money at the club and, you know, they want to see the pole dancers and the strippers and the lap dancing. And what are we teaching our daughters? And what standards are we holding ourselves to? And should we be accountable for this? And so, women being real girlfriends, a real girlfriend. I just wanted to share this for a minute. Real, there's a little poem I wrote. It gets a little corny at the end, but it's every time I read it, I like it. And then when I get to the end, near the end, I go, okay, Leslie. Real girlfriends. Real girlfriends. I really love this. Real girlfriends compliment. They don't compete. They celebrate, not hate. Real girlfriends lend a shoulder to cry on and they pull your hair. This is the part I laughed. They pull you back. Well, I like this because I say this all the time. They lend a shoulder to cry on and they pull you off the edge when you want to just want to die. Through chemo, they hold your hand and with loving care. And when you puke, this part that makes me laugh. When you puke, a real girlfriend will hold your hair. Isn't that true, ladies?
Oh my gosh.
Just hold that hair back because you don't want to mess the hair up, right?
No.
Real girlfriends stay through good times and bad, thick and thin, happy and sad. They will stand by you through and through because real girlfriends are forever true. And that is for real. You know,
I couldn't agree more with you, Leslie. Like I think, and I look back, right? Like on the people that have stayed in this, yeah, and on this journey with us, because our lives change as we go.
Exactly.
You know, and every, like, the seasons aren't necessarily every 4 months. They might be every two. They might be every eight. I don't know. But, you know, like we change as women, especially, I think we're way more in tune with that. And mm-hmm. whether or not our current tribe of girlfriends stick with us mm-hmm. through all of this, you know what I mean? Really, really, are they going to stand in the fire with us? Are they going to go with us? Are they going to continue to uplift and hold us high and that's hold right. us accountable? And like, right?
Yes.
I know that's yes. one of the things too, that power of unity and the accountability within that yes. unit yeah. is like really something that you're so, like, I know you can like get on your box and talk for hours and I love it.
Yeah, it is. It's very important. Even though we compliment and not compete, we do have to hold one another accountable.
Yes.
I have, let me tell you, my mom used to always say, you have many associates, but you have very few girlfriends. And that it's true. I have, and I should teach my daughter that too, and my son too at school. You know, your classmates, they're associates, yep. but you, friend, I tell people, and I really, really mean this because this is who I am. If you consider me your friend, you are so important to me because I trust that you're giving me your heart yes. and I'm holding it in my hand and I'm going to take careful, good care of your heart. But I expect the same for you. If I trust you enough to give you my heart, you have to treat it with loving care because it's so it's precious. Mm-hmm. So friendship to me is just that precious and being accountable. So like I was saying, I have two people in my life that I call my truth teller. You have to be a truth teller. Listen, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, there is something special about you that makes you you. And when you have that certain something and you're walking in your purpose of what that is, there's an aura around you that is just undeniable. There's a confidence in you that's undeniable. And what it does is it attracts people. So whether you are a street cleaner and you're the best street cleaner there is something about your pride and people are drawn to you. And when people are drawn to someone, they're drawn for a reason. Many times it's because I like you and I want to be with you. But lots of times it's because you possess a certain power. And whether it's monetary power or political power or a certain status, whether you're the boss and someone likes to rub shoulders with you because they want to be in tight with the boss because there is advantages to that. You have to be careful that the people around you, and this is why you need truth tellers. And I say this about people who are in the media as far as stars and singers, athletes, whoever. You need truth tellers around you. Everyone is going to tell you this. Say you're a singer. You look fabulous. Your hair is great. Oh, your makeup is fine. Oh, girl, you look tight. Oh, just get up on the stage because you got to be in the spotlight. Because guess what? If I'm the manager, I'm counting my money. Every moment that you're on that stage, every gig we book, I'm counting my money. Who is your truth teller?
Right.
There's someone in that circle around you that's saying, oh, you're tired? Here, take this pill to wake up. Oh, you're tired? Take this. What did they do to Judy Garland, for those of you older hats like me? A pill to wake up, a pill to go to sleep, a pill right. to even you out. So there are always going to be those type of people around you. But who is your truth teller? Who is saying, hold up, wait a minute. This is my friend. This is my sister. You're not going to do this to her. We're not going to have this. Let me tell you the truth. Your hair is jacked up, as we would say.
Right. You don't dress good. Your dress needs to be pressed. Match.
You haven't gotten enough sleep. You're not at your peak performance. Let's stop this madness. Let's sit you down to get your rest. You need your truth teller. You don't need people that's grabbing onto you so for things. And that's what a good friend will do. To me, a good friend will guard my heart as I guard hers, of course. And she's a truth teller. Now, everyone can't be that person because you're not always willing to receive it from everyone. But there are certain people in your tribe, your friendship, your neighborhood, whomever you are, that you trust and that you will hear it from. No matter how hard it comes sometimes, you know what I mean? And that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day.
Right. But you know that those truth tellers, and usually if we're lucky, we have two.
Yes. If you're lucky, you're absolutely right. And I do have two in my life. I refer to them quite often because I need them quite often.
We need them.
But when you talk about women in business need that. They need those truth tellers. And one of the things about unity, I really want to talk about the power of unity in women, what that does for us. When we have unity, we rise. Women, because we're nurturers, we don't rise alone. We bring others with us. That's what I love about people. overwhelming. When you get that diet, that thing out of your head that I have to be the one at the top of the hill with the stilettos, I have to be like a man because men step on other men and stab each other in the back. You know, we don't have to be that way. We are communal. So we bring people together. We're thinkers, we're researchers, we're fixers, you know what I mean? But women together, when we're together, we're so much stronger, like I said, than we are apart. When we are together, we get a seat. I have wrote this down. We get a seat. When you are not unified, when you don't have others helping you and pushing you and we're working together, we'll never have a seat at the table.
Right.
And when you don't have a seat at the table, whether it's political, whether it is financial, whether it's social, you know, whatever it is, even for our health. Oh, don't get me talking about that. I was thinking about that earlier too. Even for our health, when you don't have a seat at the table, you don't get served. Or if you do get served, you get table scraps.
Yes.
Women, we cannot accept table scraps. We don't have to be like men. All we have to do is be our own unique self, but stand up in that unity. The unity. That's why in our society, it's a male-driven society, because they can be unified when they want to be. But as long as we buy into that lie that we have to backbite each other, step on each other, kill each other with our stilettos, slap each other and degrade each other, we'll never rise higher than where we are. And society suffers because of that.
Oh, girl, you're talking my language. You are talking my language.
And so I want to share.
Seriously, are we going to talk? I know. We needed an hour.
I'm watching your clock.
We needed an hour for this. But I really, really, really want to talk about what you got coming up. I really want to talk about this.
Yes.
Can we talk about this?
Yes.
Please.
The Sister Circle Girlfriends Getaway Weekend is a women's conference. We come together. Hello, Pamela Stone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We try to speak the truth here.
Oh.
The Sister Circle Girlfriends Getaway Weekend started in 2012, and we are now in our seventh year.
Wow.
It started because I have a prayer line that meets every morning. It's called the Sister Circle Prayer Network.
Imagine that.
Everything's tied together, right? But anyway, we have been meeting together for 2 years, and then we decided, you know what? We had never met face-to-face. We need to meet face-to-face. So we had our very first conference in Niagara Falls, Canada. So we are international. Thank you.
Yes!
But anyway, my son said, you're not branding yourself right, Mom. Your international conference, your first. I said, okay, son, we'll get there again. But anyway, this is our seventh year. And this year we're meeting in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, we have some. Come on, Erin, you've got to come on, girl. Come on. You can share. You can share so much. You have so much to share, girl. You are so strong. And so we meet, it begins October the 5th through the 7th. And we begin with the Friday evening, what is called our meet and greet, which is a pre-conference reception where you get to reunite with women you may have met over the 7 years, or you may meet other sisters in Christ. We have vendors there. It's really great. This year we're at a spa. Generally, I have a masseuse on premises, but we have a whole spa this year. So, hey.
No kidding.
Yeah, so we have a spa. And so we walk the red carpet. You're encouraged to bring a friend, to bring a friend, to bring a friend. So everybody brings a friend to make that a beautiful sister circle. So it begins Friday evening, then Saturday. We have breakout sessions, and right now we don't have all of them. I don't have all the topics from the women, but our theme, our overall theme is women of purpose, power, and praise.
Yeah.
And so I know one in particular, one of my speakers, Linda Goldfarb, will be speaking on the power of personality. So honey, she and I had spoke about that behind the scenes, and it is going to be incredible. And so Saturday, and we come together, then later on we get together for fun and games, so we get to let our hair down and just be girls. We really get a chance to be girls. And then Sunday is full of the word, and we'll have a panel discussion on Sunday, and I'll be speaking on Sunday. It is going to be incredible. One other thing that makes our conference special is that we honor a woman wherever we go, because the conference travels year to year. So this year we're in San Antonio. Next year we'll be somewhere else. But wherever we go, we honor a woman from that either state or from that community. And she is called the Everyday Shero. The Everyday Shero is a woman.
To talk about that.
You gotta come!
I wanted to talk about that. I wrote that down. I'm like, what is a shiro?
A shiro is, instead of a hero, she's a shiro. She is an ordinary woman like yourself and like myself who may be doing something outside of herself selflessly for others, for someone or for others. And you know what? She may never get a parade. She may never have a banner across City Hall, but at least we see you. We notice you. And more than that, God sees you and notices you. And so we just want to honor her. It's a beautiful award. The luncheon is in her honor. She gets to come to the whole conference for free. It's great. And then we have a closing ceremony to end it. And when it's all over, I deflate a little bit. And then I'm like, next year. So I encourage you to go. This, I'm going to make it really easy for you all. My name is Leslie Howard, right?
Yeah.
Go to Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. HowardMinistries.com, LeslieHowardMinistries.com, and you will read all about the Sister Circle Girlfriends Getaway Weekend. You can just press that link. If you want to know more about what the Everyday Shiro is about, you click that link. But the conference price is only $80 for all 3 days. And if you want anything extra, like if you want to join in for the lunch or if you want to buy a t-shirt, you know, other little things are a little bit more. Sure. But I tell you, I told someone earlier, I said, I dare you to leave that conference without feeling changed. I dare you to leave without just wanting to raise your hands and praise. I dare you to leave that conference without one new connection.
Right.
I dare you, because you're going to receive those things and even more. I get so excited about it. Now, registration, real quick. Registration ends.
Yep.
We close registration August 31st. So I'm bad at math. I won't tell you how many days you got, but you only got a few days.
Right. Because we're on the 7th of August already. So.
We're on the 7th of August. So
you got 23
days or something, 24 days.
20-some days to figure it out. And then it's in October, correct?
It's October the 5th through the 7th.
So you still got time to get cheap airfare.
Yes, you do. Oh, please. There are so many sites out there where you can get really cheap airfare. And sometimes the closer you get to an event, sometimes the airfare goes down a bit. So you never know.
I know.
But what I always tell the ladies is pack your bag, grab your best friend, and meet me at the Sister Circle Girlfriends Getaway Weekend. So come
on, I love
it.
And I heard something about, well, I actually saw it.
What's that?
That really cool bag.
Oh, it's way over there. I don't want to get off camera.
I know. You don't have to go way over there to get it.
All
you
the
can
bags
make them
over
go
there.
See it. I know.
That bag. I love it. It's called the weekend. I call it the Weekender bag. If you go to my page on Facebook,
that's where I saw it.
That bag has to go to someone, and it's going to someone special. What it was is that we had a contest, and the contest was whoever. Like, say Aaron. Say it's you. Aaron, you register for the conference, and then you encourage your other friends to register.
Yep.
And then there's a box, how did you learn about a conference? They can say Aaron Strayer. So the whole point was whoever has the most people that are coming because of them, they win the bag.
I know.
Well, the bag is still here, so that means no one's won it yet. And I am really...
Well,
truly,
registration's not closed yet.
The registration's not closed yet. So, you know, we may just extend it because it had ended, but I think I might extend it just for you people out there that are procrastinators. Go to my page on Facebook. I'll make sure I repost it. You can read about it again so that you might, this bag is great. I did a little video of
phenomenal.
It too.
Phenomenal. I know. It's really, it's cute. It's big. It's roomy. It's got stuff.
It's got pockets in it. It's great. I had a young lady come to my house who can't make it because she has another obligation. She usually comes. Yeah. She saw that bag. She was like, I want that bag. I said, you can't have that bag. My supplier had a few more. So I actually, she bought a bag.
Oh, she's in. She's in the circle. Yeah,
she's in the circle. So she purchased a bag, but yes.
That's so cool. Yes. Oh my gosh. So Leslie, we're coming down to the last 2 minutes here before we got to go. And I know, can you believe it? Time goes so fast, but nutshell, women, unity, the power of the collective.
Yes.
Bring it all together for me.
Women, you have a power in you that you don't even know. It's untapped. It is deep. It's a deep reservoir, but it is meant to share. You cannot hold on to something great and hold it to yourself. You've got to share it. When you are alone, you're like on a desert island. Who wants to be on a desert island alone? no one to talk to, no one to share with, no one to commune with. You have ideas, but you can't bring them to fruition because you don't have anyone to help. When you have that power of women together, it is explosive. It is that unity, I mean, it is explosive. It sparks ideas and dreams and goals. It helps us move forward as a society. And you have a legacy that you leave to your younger sister, your daughter, your nieces, your nephew, no nephews too, that's true, because men reap everything that we grow, they reap, right? So sisters, I am telling you, and brothers, come on, we're talking about unity, togetherness, strength, caring, loving. I don't know, we must have like 2 seconds left, maybe 30 yep. seconds. I just wanted to, a woman, when I talk about a sister with sass, she knows that she is saved and she knows the life that she once lived. But now that she's set free, she lives a new life filled with joy and gratitude and praise, and she takes nothing for granted. And her life is a gift that is waiting to be explored. As I said, you are filled with gifts. When you are anointed, you walk confidently. You know who you are. You will not be swayed. And though you may have some failures, failure is okay. Don't let anyone tell you that failure is bad, because it's a catalyst for new growth. To be smart means to be wise. Be wise in your decisions. Take it to other sisters. Talk to women like Erin, other women around you who have already gone through the journey and who may be able to help you. And to be successful means, yeah, you may have reached some kind of pinnacle in your life, but what are you sharing with others? Mm. A real success is when you can share it with someone else, because see, we're all going to go one day. We're going to be just smoking and dust in the wind. But when you leave that success to someone else, it continues on as a legacy forever. That's it.
You guys, give us some love in the comments. Let us know how this landed for you today. We have, oh my gosh, seriously, Leslie, we have to do this again, because I loved it so dearly today. And everybody that's been here live with us, thank you. I totally acknowledge your time in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. And we absolutely 100% love and appreciate you being here with us live.
Thank you, Erin.
If you have watched the replay, we acknowledge your time and your effort as well. And we want to hear from you. We want to know if this landed, if this was a value to your time today. So again, you've been here on the Erin Strayer Show. We've been talking live with Leslie Howard.
Erin, we got to do it again. Erin, you have to come back to my show too, girl. We'll set it up.
We will. Thank you, everybody, so much. We'll see you right back here soon. We're live every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Erin Strayer Show. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.